This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome back. Last night and during the live show, I got a call from the UK. One sister was asking how to enter paradise. Give me some tips. And in this program, we have many tips of the many forgotten sunan. Very simple practices will secure you a place in heaven. Not just a way to enter heaven. Listen carefully to this. In the sound hadith, which is collected by Imam Muslim, may Allah have mercy on him, Umar ibn al-Khattab, Amir al-Mu'mineen, the Caliph, the second Caliph, narrated that the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, إِذَا تَوَضَّأَ الْعَبْدُ الْمُسْلِمُ. Whenever a Muslim person performs wudu, فَأَسْبَغَ الْوُضُوء, or فَأَبْلَغَ, which means he or she have done perfect wudu, because as you know that some people, when they make wudu, whenever it's kind of cold, the wudu doesn't cover the elbows, or they don't wash the entire face. No, we're talking about performing perfect ablution. Even if you go further above the elbows, even if you go further above the ankles, and when it comes to washing the face, you wash it thoroughly. So that's called asbagh al-wudu, yani have done perfect ablution. Then what? Then after finishing your ablution and your wudu, you recite the following supplication. What is it? The kalima. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. In another narration it is added, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. I bear witness that there is no God worthy of worship but Allah alone, and I bear witness that Muhammad, peace be upon him, is his servant and his messenger. What do you get? The messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, إِلَّا فُتِحَتْ لَهُ أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ الثَّمَانِيَةِ يَدْخُلُ مِنْ أَيِّهَا شَاءَ. So when you perfect your ablution, and then you say the kalima, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ, all the gates of heaven. How many are they? 8 gates. While hellfire has 7 gates, as the Quran said, the 8 gates of heaven will be open wide. Why? Inviting you, come and enter heaven from whichever gate you choose. What did they do? It's a simple act, but it is so great, and the reward is augmented because it entails the kalima, the declaration of the oneness of Allah. Imam al-Tirmidhi added to this narration that you say, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهِ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. Then you add the following supplication. اللهم اجعلني من التوابين وجعلني من المتطهرين. O Allah, make me among those who frequently repent, and make me among those who frequently purify themselves. And as you all know, that the Almighty Allah in Surah Al-Baqarah, the second chapter of the Quran, declared the following fact. He said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَهِّرِينَ. Verily, Allah loves those who frequently repent, and he also loves those who frequently purify themselves. That's why it is not as many people think, so what that you're washing yourself and making wudu? You're washing with the intention of purifying the inner and the outer part, not only the outer part. Did you guys know that there is a sound hadith narrated by Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him? And in this sound hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, whenever a Muslim makes wudu, then you wash your face. Every sin that was committed by your face, like looking the eyes, looking at what Allah has forbidden, will be forgiven and will fall off your face with the water of wudu or with the last drop of water of ablution. Then when you wash your arms, the right and the left, everything your hand, every sin that your hand have committed will be washed off and will be forgiven with the water of ablution or with the last drop that falls off of your hand. And then likewise with your feet, so that when you perfect your wudu, you come out of your sins as you come out of your dirt, as you wash yourself. The Almighty Allah is the most generous. He loves His servants and He loves to reward them in order to make them eligible to enter paradise. One person in this ummah once inquired from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on the day of judgment, there will be a gate for the fasting people, Ar-Rayyan, you all know it. There will be a gate for the martyrs, Ash-Shuhada, and there will be a gate for the charitable, the generous, and there will be a gate for those who used to pray Najd al-Fard, but also the Nawafil. And then on the day of judgment, people will be called upon to enter Jannah from whichever gate that they were specialized in this act, in the virtuous act, whether jihad or fasting or charity. So Abu Bakr al-Siddiq said, O Prophet of Allah, is it possible that will there be any person who will be called upon on the day of judgment to enter Jannah from all the gates? He said, yes, Ya Abu Bakr, you will be one of them. There, every one of us is having a similar opportunity. Just make a perfect wudu and say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika lah, wa anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Allahumma ja'alni min at-tawabina wa ja'alni min al-mutatahirin. There, you got all the gates of heaven open wide and calling upon you. Enter Jannah from whichever gate you choose. May the Almighty Allah make us all from among the dwellers of heaven. Till next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.